Hey, everybody, in this episode of Box Office Breakdown, all the other films took a snow day this weekend because Frozen 2, once again, topped the box office. We're going to break it down next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. This is the show, of course, where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
Prognosticate.
Yes.
Well, look at that. Yeah. About the box office that lie ahead, I am Frank, terrible necklace Moran.
Oh, no, you look
it's
fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, no. You look gorgeous.
Am I supposed to turn this thing on?
I think the battery might have died.
On.
It's okay. What's up? Carrie Lane here.
Hi, Amy Cassandra Martinez with a super beautiful bling bracelet. Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, you're welcome. Cool. I see everybody's got lighted up stuff except me.
Yeah, that's it's all right. It's okay.
Whatever.
You didn't want a bracelet, too. You just were. True. We let you. Wear the necklace.
Let me. I was begging for this.
You were.
That's right.
Y'all, please.
Yeah. Making us look good and sound even better, though. Bree in the booth.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here. Happy December.
Whee! Yes, that's right. I mean, it's been 2 weeks since we've all gathered together.
Crazy.
To talk movies, because last week everybody was talking turkey.
Yep.
That's right. I like that.
Yeah,
yep. Talking turkey.
Mm-hmm. Talking turkey
and
there.
Tryptophan.
You know, and I feel like the most important thing to get out of the way, you know, we got to settle the most important business that everybody was wondering about because we weren't here last weekend, was to decide who won the box office bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was the Queen and Slim, highly contested. Who was going to take it?
Yeah.
Those hot bets for everybody that was wondering, it was Amy bet $6 million.
Yeah.
There you go. Then we had Carrie at 8.6, Bree at 9.7, and then myself at 14.25.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry, Amy.
Yes.
You ended up pulling the short straw.
I did.
Last weekend.
I would say, I'm glad. It's an honor to get to watch that film, which I will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ever?
Period. Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Probably before Hobbs and Shaw. Probably.
What?
Only just because of the accessibility. Okay, calm down.
Hobbs and Shaw is out anywhere. You can see it right now. Hobbs and Shaw is much easier to see.
I don't know. I don't know. Because the movie theater I have close to me is very close.
Mm-hmm.
And they are showing Queen and Slim.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see it.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
You know, and folks, you know, we should start the farewells because everybody's talking about Christmas holidays. We're going to be taking a few weeks off. In a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing that's happening here for Box Office Breakdown. Right, Amy Cassandra Martinez?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So actually next week will be our last show of 2019, but also my last show with Box Office Breakdown.
So. She's been fired, everybody.
Oh my
fired.
God,
don't
no!
start refraining.
Yes. Stop. Fired her.
Stop.
I gave myself my own little sound cue.
I guess I didn't really know what that sound cue did, but it said piano crescendo, and I was like, I want to see what it does. So
yeah.
I felt like that was fitting.
Hey, do all the drops. I love them. Yeah. So that is next week, but in the meantime, we still have today and next week.
There you go. Real quickly, apologize to the fans for abandoning them.
I'm sorry. We love you.
No. We love you, we'll miss you, and we wish you well.
Ditto.
Carrie speaks for herself.
That was also a quote from Ghost, I would like to point out.
There you go.
Ditto? Oh, I was going to say, like, I didn't think mine was a rehearsed line.
I want to throw out, like, movie quotes and stuff. Like, you know.
Do it.
Because why not?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Look at this. Oh, how we'll miss you, Amy.
Oh, ditto.
Yeah.
It's from Ghost again.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just do the same one, but like.
But you just did. Mm. That's all right.
Because the only one.
Well, and then you'll say later where people can find you to stay up to date with all your awesomeness.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you have to watch until the end of the show.
Great. There you go. Yes. Because she's leaving the state. She's changing her name. She's going into production.
Wait, oh my gosh. Like that one Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen movie back in the day.
All right. Beautiful.
References.
So folks, as always though, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give us a thumbs up while you're there. Or 2, or 3, 4, 5. However many you can do. And, you know, of course, the chat is up and running, so feel free to chime in about anything we're talking about or anything movie related. But Carrie, if they're watching after we stream live, what can they do?
Yes, Frank, you can comment down below.
Hot dog. Well, as we took last weekend off there, and it was a slow weekend at the box office. No new movies released, so there won't be any spoiler-filled thoughts or reviews coming at the end of the show. So we'll just dive into this weekend's box office. We're going to talk a little bit about the must-watch Christmas movies. When that time of year rolls around, what's a film that you feel like you've got to put on the DVD player, the Blu-ray? You know, you want to just
the
VHS. Yep.
Uh-huh.
There you go. You want to get
the dual player that has the VHS in
your laser disc.
Ooh, nice. Your portable DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
Your Betamax machine. Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Whatever your favorite mode of watching is. Your
your phone.
There you go. Your Kodak little sliding thing.
Ooh. Your disc phone. Thing. Your phone with the projector thing. Yeah.
Ooh, the one that where you.
Yeah. I
the
want
one
that.
Where you push the lever down and it.
Yeah.
And that it thing.
Just,
I'm like, what are those called? Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There we go. All right. Beautiful.
Aww.
So, folks, kicking off, as I alluded to there in the tease, Frozen 2 once again crushing the box office with another $34.7 million.
Not into the unknown at all. They're pretty used to making lots of money.
There you go. Carrie Lynn, you finally got a chance to see it.
I did. I saw it today. I liked it a lot, and I like it better than first.
Really?
Just saying.
Interesting.
I also saw it.
Oh, Brie, here we go. Let's hear.
No, I liked it. I liked the story. I agree that with you, Frank, that the songs were not as impactful as the first one, but I didn't dislike the songs.
Mm.
I kind of like the Panic of the Disco version better.
I like that. I didn't like the Weezer version. Of the other show.
No, not the
that
Weezer one.
That one, I'm like, no offense to Weezer, but I was like,
you hate Weezer?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying I didn't like that version. Yeah, I thought it was more action. I liked having that there's more magic. There's more of an adventure. And it is about, you know, self-reliance. But also help is okay. Because it wasn't totally like, I can do anything all by myself. Because there were a lot of moments where people are doing the thing on their own. But it's like, I can't quite do what I need to do, and then someone helps them, and I was like, okay, cool. So it's not totally like I don't need people.
Yeah, I really liked where they took the story. I liked that they were like kind of evolving them as characters.
Yeah,
that they were making these really strong independent women. But yeah, like I just said, there's just no song for me personally I liked the songs. There was just no song that you left singing.
Okay, Kristoff's song, the 80s stuff. But I was crying laughing.
It was
so
funny. It was something
funny.
I thought I would see on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That song specifically.
Okay. That one though, I was like, all these kids, I'm like, they have no idea that that's what some of those videos are like. If you go on YouTube, you didn't appreciate that, Frank?
The visual aesthetics of that
was so
are great,
fun.
But the song itself kind of.
No, I thought it was cute. And then I like seeing it with a bunch of kids because they giggled and laughed so much at Olaf. I found him less annoying in this one too.
Same.
So yeah, I was like,
his song was my least favorite song of the entire movie.
I didn't love his song, but I meant like his character.
A million times better than Summer.
No, I thought it was a million times worse than Summer. I thought his song could have been cut from the movie completely. I didn't need it at all.
You know what I'm glad was not cut? It was that line where Kristoff, because Anna comes back and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I left or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry. My love is not that fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yes.
Yeah,
really?
I just...
Really? Yeah, okay.
It's good. Yes, because in a lot of other, like, Disney movies or even, like, movies like it, it's very much like the guy needs to feel like he's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And Anna went away to help her sister out. And usually what would happen is the guy's, like, butthurt about it. And he's like, no, don't worry. Like, my love is not that fragile. Good. Thank you. What a man.
And that's not to say I totally dislike the first one, but I definitely enjoyed the second more so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Let us know. In the comments.
Let us know. Frozen 1 or 2.
You're
and then, yes,
anthem.
I stayed all the way till the end. I like Olaf's storytelling. That was actually kind of funny.
No, that was good.
He was in nice small doses this time.
Yeah.
And then he was a little more mature in a way. So I don't know. Something about him in the first one, I was like, eh. But I like the evolving of the characters. So I guess it's also you appreciate it more because what the first one is, too.
I didn't really care about... Anna and Kristoff's love story, you know?
I mean, like, it's not, like, your number one priority, because I think the sisterhood between Anna and Elsa and them being for each other and Elsa discovering who she really is, where she belongs, where her home is, whatever, all of that. I think that's the main priority.
But you know what was a bummer, though, is when they do that little, he's singing his song, and they do the flashback, Christoph is, and they flashback as he's thinking about his relationship with Anna. They just use scenes from the first film. Like, that's the extent of their relationship, is those little bits.
You're like, we should
bits.
Have had some other moments?
Show us some things we've never seen before to kind of help us enhance the relationship.
Maybe they don't want to share
you mean
some
like
privacy.
You mean have to make new animation?
You mean have, like, the moments that we miss between the first and this one?
Yeah.
Between
let's
summer
see something
and
new.
Fall.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see
something new. That's right. That's the only amount of time that's passed, right? It was just, we went from summer to fall. It hasn't even been, it's been like 4 months. Because the first one took place during summer, but winter came. Now it's fall.
Huh. Either way, it's fun movie.
I forgot the order of the season, spring. If that's what you're trying to point out. I was spring!
What? All right. So
that's not right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Summer, spring, winter and fall. Great. Yeah,
that's how it is here in L.A. You know what? I forget.
Okay. That sounds good. Coming in at number two, though, is Knives Out. From Rian Johnson. Doing pretty well. It seemed very well received at the box office.
Yeah.
Did you folks get a chance to see it over the Thanksgiving weekend?
I had already seen it.
As did I.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie?
Knives Out?
Yes.
I saw that one. At Thanksgiving!
There you
Yay!
Go.
Hey.
Did you enjoy it?
Because that one I did. I saw that with family. A good audience, too. They had an audible gasp and, like, noise when the death happens. And that was really kind of funny. Because, I mean, I guess I felt I saw it coming, so to hear people like, come very loudly. I thought it was very entertaining. I like the comedy of it. There was a kind of cool thread on Twitter I saw a little bit that a few of the characters have glasses, so they had to mimic what the light source would be to hide all the lighting and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like fake window panes that they showed on Twitter, so that was actually kind of cool, like subtle extra thing. And yeah, I liked all the twists and turns as well, because it wasn't quite like so obvious everything. I mean, some things you kind of were like, well, I'm not surprised it went that way, but then they're like, well, there's more. So I thought it was very entertaining.
I will be curious to see what happens. I mean, because Rian Johnson's supposed to be doing a whole Star Wars trilogy. I would love to see another film with Daniel Craig and a new mystery.
I agree with that.
I feel like there are some talks about that.
I just wonder how it's going to balance out with the whole Star Wars, because if he's doing a trilogy, that is a significant commitment of time for that.
He's a little busy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Now, I was looking back and I didn't realize, I didn't look up the director ahead of time. Have you seen Brick, which is one of his earlier films?
No, people keep talking about it and I never did see Mr. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and all those guys doing that.
Have you seen
high school.
No, but I've heard of it.
It's a good murder mystery one, but it's not like in the funny end. So if you want something more serious tone, and the dialogue and the script is excellent.
The cast, like the ensemble cast of Knives Out, was actually nominated for a Critics' Choice Award.
Nice.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Way to go, Amy.
thanks. It wasn't me.
Oh, you sure? Okay. All right.
I mean, put definitely, me in coach, but.
And that was a good family movie in a way also, because like, I think everybody could enjoy something in it.
Yeah.
You know, like Frozen, maybe some people might not want animated or might be too young. So Knives Out was, I mean, you're not taking the little kids, but. If it's like the adult family wanting to go kind of a thing.
Family film.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
Yes. Totally wholesome.
No violence at all.
No. Not too much.
Coming at number three, Ford versus Ferrari, another $6.5 million.
Not yet. It's too long to go before work, and it's too long to come before here.
Okay.
I was I've wanted to try, and it's like, 2.5 hours. Nope, not happening.
But we have a nice holiday break here.
This is true.
So now
probably
you can
catch up.
One of those days.
I know, right?
Yes.
I mean,
it might happen.
It's definitely way shorter than The Irishman. So,
well, that's on Netflix, so you could watch at home at your own pace.
Yeah. If you've seen The Irishman and you think it's too long, then maybe you should go see Ford vs. Ferrari. I've heard great things about it. Like, my friend is really into race car driving and that whole world, so she really enjoyed it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. You want to name check your friend?
Hi, Kira.
There you go. Look at that.
Okay.
Coming in at number four, Queen and Slim, the film that Amy will never see.
I will.
$6.5 million. Will you see it by next week?
Wait, six? Oh, because it's the second week. I was wait a second. Will I see it by next week? Probably not.
So you're going to leave the show without honoring your commitment to the box office bet?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I will watch these films. I will, because I had a list I remember we started this year and I had watched all the box office breakdown.
I remember when you were like, I saw this, 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 and this.
Yes. So I did it for the whole like year and a half already. So I just need to do it from January to now. And I will write it out. I have a bullet journal, guys. I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
What?
Yes, you can do it. Chat wanted to know, what did you think of The Irishman besides it's long? Did you like it or no?
I liked the last hour a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But my goodness, when I saw that it was 3 hours and 20 minutes, I literally thought like my eyes were screwed up.
No, but the thing is, do you feel that Netflix, when you're watching?
Heck yeah. Yes,
I watched
you
it
do.
As well, and it was a really good film. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been much better as a miniseries because this is not spoilers, but the film is kind of bunched up into years anyway in different situations that could have been individual episodes. And two, I tried so hard to stay awake to watch it, and I couldn't. I fell asleep, and I had to get up and watch it the next morning because I could not physically stay awake to save my life.
I watched the whole thing at once, and I feel like you should, when watching this, give yourself an intermission. If that means that you come back to it the next day, then do that. But unless you're like super heavily invested in it, take a break. I'd rather watch Goodfellas any day.
Also, a main character from the film does not even appear until you're almost done with you're at least halfway through the film before one of the main characters appears.
I mean, if you're going to do a give yourself a little break, a matinee, you got to treat it like theater roles, like 15 minutes, and then you got to come right back.
I mean,
I've only went to one theater down in Artesia. It was a Bollywood movie, and they had an intermission where people did get up, go to the bathroom, grab a snack, whatever, and then come back in, and it was like a 10-minute quick break. Yep. And they played like some trailers during the break. I'm like, this
is
awesome.
That's what they used to do for all films.
Yeah, because those movies are long, too. They can be up to like 3 hours, so that's why I'm like, oh, I'll watch it later. I'm not against the time.
I will say, and this is like really nitpicky of me, and I know it's nothing commenting on the acting because he's an amazing actor, and I thought he did a great job with the role, but there was something off about me with Robert De Niro, and I know he's half Irish, but with him playing the Irishman, when he's just so in my head as an Italian man, especially when it's all about the mafia.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off a little bit. And I know he is half Irish, so it's not like I'm not, I know that that's part of it, but it threw me off a little bit.
Hmm.
All right. And rounding out our top five, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Hmm.
Okay. So folks, we've got one last box office bet to do with Amy Cassandra Martinez, though when she loses, we'll never be able to call her on it.
You can still call me on my cell phone late night when you need my... Okay. Yeah, you can still reach out to me.
Really?
Yes.
Just call your name and you'll be there?
Where's that from?
Okay, there you go. Just think about it. We'll see if you get it by the end of the
show.
You
can just call me by your name.
Okay. Great. So, folks, we'll have four films vying for your vote in the chat right now. We'll have Jumanji, The Next Level, the next story in the Jumanji franchise there.
I've heard great things.
Yeah.
No, we'll really have.
Really? Who'd you hear this from?
From very important people that I trust.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Maybe.
We're best friends.
Okay, great.
No, Totes. From other people. Totes. Yeah.
Richard Jewell, the new Clint Eastwood film about the person around the Atlantic Olympics bombing.
Ooh.
Black Christmas and Bombshell. Yes.
Bombshell's like, still not out. Has that not felt like it should have been out already like a couple of months ago?
Like they have the trailers and you're like, wait, it came out.
Yes,
nope,
and the
yet.
Posters everywhere.
I'm like, yep.
Gotta get you pumped for the award season.
Yes. Actually, a lot of the movies that you've mentioned in today's show have been nominated for Critics' Choice Awards. I'm not gonna like stop after every single one, but
Jumanji The Next Level?
How'd you know? Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Black Christmas?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just checking. Mm-hmm. So, folks, feel free to start chiming away with your vote in the chat, and we'll do our box office bet towards the end of the show. But first, before we move on to other things, some hot trailer talk. We had two trailers coming out this week, and Amy, of course, is wearing a shirt representing one of them.
She's so excited. If you're listening.
Yes. We had the new James Bond trailer, so we'll dive into that first.
I did like the new James Bond trailer.
Amy did not watch it.
I did not.
How'd you not watch the new James Bond trailer?
You know, I saw photos about it because Ana de Armas from Knives Out is in it.
With Daniel Craig again.
So, hey. So I saw her photo
Okay, well, that's almost as good as watching
the
trailer.
I can't believe. Yeah.
Yes. And then we had the trailer for Wonder Woman 84.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So those listening, she's wearing a Wonder Woman shirt.
But first, No Time to Die, the last Daniel Craig James Bond film.
Yeah.
Carrie, what did you think of the trailer?
Looks exciting. I was like, sure, I want to see more of, you know, very, very classic James Bond feel of like, okay, check all the boxes of like action, hot looking people, mystery, gadgets, and some humor. Yep.
It does seem, I mean, I'm excited about it for sure, but it also seems like
butt.
The Daniel, as much as I really enjoy Daniel Craig as James Bond,
yes.
But it just seems the reoccurring theme in his films is I'm out of the business. And now he needs to come back. I'm like, so for this one, I was like, oh, all right, he's coming back again. Great. Can he just be James Bond? Let's just have him be doing his thing when all things happen. But no, he's coming back in. We'll see what happens. But I'm still jazzed for him.
Yeah. And then Amy hasn't seen, so that's all right.
Yeah.
Amy, are you really excited?
She's like, yes.
You know, honestly, hot take. I wasn't a huge, huge Daniel Craig fan before Knives Out. But then after watching Knives Out and watching his interviews, I was like, no, you're pretty fun. I like your stuff. Because I honestly, I think I'd only seen Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
There have been more.
There have been three other ones, yes.
Three.
Yes.
So this actually, Knives Out made me more interested to see the rest of the James Bond.
I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess probably, he's probably the one I've seen the most of as Bond.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I appreciated it. Roger Moore. I mean, well, I was a sucker. I did enjoy Pierce Brosnan. He was great, but it was still a bit, just a,
he didn't want some of the charm from Pierce Brosnan and, oh my gosh.
Roger Moore?
Nope.
Or Sean Connery?
There we go. Sean. Yeah. Sean Connery to be with Daniel Craig. Because Daniel Craig, I believe it in the physicality and the more like force.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the charisma that could get anybody to do things for him. The way like Pierce and Sean Connery could.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go, yes. They could like smooth talk their way into anything. Daniel Craig, I'd be like, yeah, that's nice. Like, and not that he's an unattractive person. He's a handsome man, but he just doesn't have that kind of like.
Yeah, well, charisma has nothing to do with appearance.
Exactly. So I don't think he has that I'm like, not quite. So that's why I'm okay with him being like the early Bond. Like, he hasn't developed that charisma yet. Like, he has to get like the mechanics worked. He gets the mechanics down, and now he puts on the polish later.
Got it. All right.
Wow, that looks fun.
I mean, I've enjoyed the additions, and I'm hoping, it seems like Bond tends to keep the same ancillary characters as they kind of transition. So to see Ralph Fiennes as M, to see Ben Whishaw still as Q, I would still like to see that continue into whoever the next James Bond is going to be. So, or the 007.
Yes. I don't know. True.
Yes. All right. But
could it be a code name? Like James Bond is just, they would use it later as like Bosley.
No.
You know,
knows,
maybe it's a name. Or just Bond. Maybe they're all Bond, but they would have different first names.
Could be.
Oh, like Doctor Who, like the Doctor.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm just Bond.
Kind of.
I'm just the Doctor.
Yeah.
Dolores
Bond.
Sure. Yeah. Dolores. That's
yeah.
your.
Dolores
that's
Bond.
Your bird.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Very smooth.
Samantha.
Yes, Samantha Bond. We'll also talk about the other trailer that I feel like Amy's got a lot to say. Wonder Woman, 1984.
Yes. So since I found out that, first of all, it was in the 80s, I was like, okay, let's see what you got. And then I think that's, after that, we were told that Kristen Wiig was going to play Cheetah. And I was like, I'm watching it. I don't need to see anything. Like, just, I will.
Girl, yes.
Because I love Kristen Wiig so much. And seeing everything, it feels so 80s. Look at her gorgeous face. Oh, you too. But Kristen Wiig, like, my goodness. Yeah, I think it sounds interesting. It looks fun. As far as DC movies go, I'm generally kind of like, let's see. But Wonder Woman was pretty fun for me. Not my favorite DC movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shazam actually was, surprisingly.
Oh, I really like Shazam.
That kind of reminds me of Star Court Mall.
Little
Stranger
bit.
Things.
Could we use the same mall?
And yeah, but like the fact that we get Chris Pine back with a fanny pack. It's pretty fun. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. Like, what else they're going to bring to the table with, you know, the whole 80s part of it.
Mm.
And to see what Kristen Wiig does with Cheetah. like, oh, and that poster with Kristen Wiig wearing mm-hmm. the cheetah print. I was like, I want to wear that. It looks like so much fun. And oh, look, I just love them together. So, yeah, I'm excited. Hmm.
I've been reading about like early test screenings that they've been doing for this, and they haven't been well received.
No.
Yes. Mm.
Why? Who? Not with Kristen.
No, that's what I think the storyline, I feel, is kind of lackluster. I don't think it has anything really to do with the performances. I think it just has more to do with the storyline being a little, yeah.
Well, and I feel like you can kind of get that from the trailer. If you're a little bit confused as to what is going to happen, it could either be really good or it could be like, what is it? What's the storyline here? Mm-hmm. You know, with like some Marvel movies, you may not get everything, but it's like, oh, okay. Well, we know it's going to be really good. And with Shazam, like, you were able to get a through line. You could see what was going to happen. So maybe they'll, like, tweak it a little.
Let's hope. I mean, yeah. It looks like Chris Pine is going to be in a significant amount of the film. I mean,
hopefully.
And she's just riding lightning, guys.
As you do.
Look at that outfit, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people were sharing that on Twitter, and I was like, yeah.
It's cool. Based off of Phil Jimenez, a comic book artist, he did a storyline where Wonder Woman down that in her armor. So it's really cool to see it brought to actual life.
So wait, another trailer we didn't mention that somebody mentioned in the chat too is the new Black Widow trailer.
Oh, that's cool.
It sounds like you're excited, Amy.
Oh my God. Can we take a moment and appreciate everything that is Florence freaking Pugh? She is amazing. I was a fan of her from like right before Fighting With My Family. That was actually this year. But yeah, Black Widow looks amazing. David Harbour. Oh my God. Rachel Weisz. Looks fantastic. Obviously, Scarlett Johansson.
Do you like the white suit?
Yes, I love the white suit. I loved everything about it. I almost started crying. And then, like, seeing Florence and Scarlett fighting, like, each other. And then just those accents, like, oh. By far, maybe my most anticipated movie of 2020.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, what other ones are coming out?
I was going to say this. Wonder Woman? Don't have a long list just yet.
Yeah, no.
James Bond?
Black Widow.
Time to Die?
You know, that's my favorite. Did you see the trailer?
I did see it.
What did you think?
It looks fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm reserving judgment. It's just the initial kind of opening salvo. We'll see.
Yeah, but like, we got to see
looks fun and action.
Screen again, and she's right now.
That's right. I mean, I feel like I will enjoy the film.
Yeah.
I feel like Marvel gets to that baseline. That just like, you will enjoy the film. And then above that will vary, depend on,
I mean,
actor storyline.
Yeah.
Florence
Pugh.
There you go. Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll see. But for right now, yeah, I'm in. Mm-hmm. But I didn't watch a trailer and go like, oh my gosh. I didn't have an Amy Cassandra Martinez reaction.
Yeah, I saw it like 3 times.
That's what we're going to miss.
It's okay.
You got it on Twitter, though. You know, you'll share your reactions.
Oh, yeah. I will start doing this again.
No, that won't happen.
It's been a lot of scheduling
tweet
stuff,
you
know
what?
Yeah, if there's, like, some trailers that you really, really, really want me to, like, I will.
Mm-hmm. Got it. We get it, Amy. You're very busy.
Oh, and calm down.
Very popular. Got it.
You know, watching all these trailers. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
All the time.
So, folks, the holidays are moving.
This is true.
They're coming. We can't stop it. And who would want to stop it, right?
No one.
Because you get a little time off. You get to reunite with family. You get to open presents.
You get hot chocolate.
You get hot chocolate. Yes.
Soon. Christmas lights.
Yes.
I put up my little baby tree.
Oh,
I say baby tree because it's like 2 feet tall. But I'm so happy to have a little tree. if it makes you happy, it's okay.
That's
do
right.
It. Size, unless I heard somebody
size
else
matters
do that.
Not.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
isn't
true.
It? What Yoda said, Amy?
Oh, well, holiday movies also make me happy.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Look
you're
that.
Welcome.
A professional segue.
Yay.
By Amy Cassandra Martinez.
You're welcome.
When that time of year rolls around, everybody thinks like, oh, hey, you know, as soon as... And for some people, it is as soon as the clock strikes 12:01, right after Thanksgiving. Oh, it's Christmas time. Let's pop
right.
in this particular
or
movie.
Or before some people.
We got to get right into it. So we thought we'd take a minute to talk about our films that when the holidays roll around are a must watch. You know, it's like whichever day of the week or whatever time of the year that the time of the holiday season you want to watch it. But it just, you know, it's going to get played because you know it's not the holidays without watching that
mm-hmm,
film.
Exactly.
So Amy has a list of a bazillion films. Unsurprisingly, folks. But
no, not
Amy, what are a few of the films, at least?
No, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, start listing them.
This is, okay. The Santa Claus, 1994.
Yes.
While You Were Sleeping, 1995. The Family Stone, 2005. Elf. Santa! 2003. The Holiday, 2006.
And so these are all must-watch for you when the holidays
These are must-watch. I would also...
Love Actually?
Love Actually, yes.
Like, I'm not hearing it.
No, not yet. Love Actually, yeah, 2003. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the years because I wrote them down in my bullet journal. I have 26. A movie that I actually recently watched that I've added to this base list is Noelle on Disney Plus, not sponsored. It's so good.
I saw the trailer for that and it looks intriguing.
It's so good. Die Hard.
Yeah. Yep.
Last Holiday, I would add maybe like the 26th because the Last Holiday is with Queen Latifah and it also.
That was cute.
It's very much like it makes you reevaluate your life in the best way possible, like end of the year vibes where you're like, whoa. You're talking about Holiday, right? Like not, cause there's an end of the year movie that I always watch. When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
The 31st. What about a Muppet Christmas Carol? Someone in the chat suggested that.
So, moving on.
No. Shade.
Okay. Wait, how are we letting Amy do?
Yeah.
She's blazing through it now.
1990. Okay. Just Friends, 2005. It's a Wonderful Life, 1946. Also, those like specials like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Great. Better watch out. I would also say that one too.
You should tweet it. Okay, and she finished, yeah.
Wow. Holy cow. That was... Yep. And you're going to watch all those between now and the end of the year?
Well, there's 26, so there's one for every day.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the list for this year because I wanted to incorporate some new ones that are on Netflix.
Are you a little Grinching over there?
There you go.
Guys, you know what? If it's the holidays, like, I'm going to take advantage of the movies that are available to me. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Brie, I know you have a few that you want.
I have five.
All right.
So I will say my five that I watch every Christmas.
Lay it on us.
So I'll start with five, go to one. It's Charlie Brown Christmas.
I agree.
Grinch, but the cartoon, not the Jim Carrey. Okay. And not the new cartoon.
And not Benedict Cumberbatch.
I didn't see that one because I just heard it was terrible. And
okay.
I wasn't forced to go see it. And then I would say, this is not really a Christmas movie, but it came out at Christmas time and I'm a musical theater person, so Les Mis. Mm. Santa's in it. That's my At the time I told my boyfriend that it was a Christmas movie. That's how I got him to watch it. He goes, how is this a Christmas movie? I was like, snow and Santa.
But didn't you want that movie to be, it's not as good as seeing the actual production.
It's frustrating. Nothing really is except for Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago, the movie's better. I agree.
And then I'm going to go with Love Actually. And then my number one always will be Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yay!
I mean, a huge fan of Muppets Christmas Carol.
You know what? If you don't grow up with like certain things, then it's like foreign to you.
No, it's true.
Which is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Okay.
Carrie?
Well, it's a new one to go check out, and I don't know if it'll be like a regular one, but a new one on Netflix. I saw Klaus, and I really like that. Go check it out. It's also nominated for an Annie Award. And that's how I heard about it, and I thought it was a really cool look at like the origin of the myths of Santa. So I thought it was kind of cool, like how all myths are kind of based in something real, and so this one has like here where those things came from. So it's fun, it's cute, and it's probably more than you expect because I didn't expect anything because I didn't know about this movie. But yeah, go check out Klaus. Love Actually is a big time favorite. Santa Claus is a big favorite. I was like, what other ones? Nutcracker Prince, the animated movie from the 90s. Love that one. That's a good classic. That's it. And then I would say I always throw out to, I just saw Anna and the Apocalypse. So if you want horror.
Yes!
A horror for the holidays. That one's a good one. As well as Rare Exports. It's a really good one.
All right. Very cool. I guess I'll just go with, Love Actually. That always seems like a good one. Mm-hmm. Lethal Weapon. I do enjoy watching that.
Okay.
And, I've got a soft spot for Rise of the Guardians.
Christmas?
It's, with all the, it's got Santa, it's got Jack Frost, it's got all those characters in there.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The animated film, Rise of the Guardians.
Yes, that was a good one.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
I had a moment. I was thinking Guardians of the Galaxy for a minute. I'm like, yes, Rise of the Guardians. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It's only three.
I almost forgot A Christmas Story. I have to watch. That's just like my dad. Me and my dad have to watch
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of burnt out on that.
It's like nostalgia, because I would add the Polar Express because I remember I remember watching it with my mom.
It's one of those you grew up watching. Because Christmas Story, I didn't grow up watching that, and I watched it as an adult, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, same. Same, but like...
Creepy Tom Hanks, creepy kids. How dare you say creepy Tom Hanks?
I'm with you, Frank. It's the creepiest.
You guys are creepy for saying that. How dare you? Elf. I can't believe you guys didn't say Elf.
I'll watch Elf at Christmas, but it's like I don't need to. Like this was like we need to watch it every year. I can watch Elf, but I don't have to.
Same. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I'd
agree.
I feel like I'm in an alternate universe right now. Yeah, Home Alone? Yes.
I mean, you didn't say Muppets Christmas Carol. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to shame us.
You know what? I'm not shaming. I just feel like I'm in an alternate universe. Like, wow. Home Alone, guys. John Williams score, that's freaking Christmas.
I know, but once you said Polar Express, I feel like I cannot trust anything you said.
Mm. I said nostalgia.
Oh, I said creepy.
You're creepy.
All right, folks, we're going to do next week's top five here, but continue to vote in the chat about which film we should do for Amy Cassandra's last box office breakdown. Jumanji, The Next Level, Richard Jewell, Black Christmas, or Bombshell?
Ooh, Mickey Christmas Carol. That's a good one, too. Hmm. Yeah. But that's also nostalgia. Like, what you grew up, I have that as an ornament on my tree.
Oh.
I stole it from my house when I moved out. I'm like, it's mine, and I'm keeping it with me.
So we've got four of those films opening up here. Do we see any of them dethroning Frozen 2? Are we looking at Jumanji, The Next Level, perhaps?
Yeah, I think Jumanji can do well. Like, that looks really... The first one was so much more than I expected, because, like, I'm a sucker. I love the original Jumanji movie, so I was really hesitant and skeptical about the new one. I'm like, But they did a great job. Same idea we were talking about, building on the universe they've made, and they're like, hey, what would it be next if it's not board games? It's console games, but now I'd almost say it'd be back to board games, because that's kind of made a resurgence.
It is interesting that having done it so quickly after the success of the last one, that you can keep these same avatars of our popular actors and then just mix up who's going to be those characters this time around.
The trailers are pretty funny. Jumanji. Jack Black at the very end of one of them.
I actually love him. Yeah, I know. He's stole the show, I think.
I feel Kevin Hart playing Danny Glover might make me actually enjoy Kevin Hart performance. Yeah. Yes, I'm like, all right, maybe I can enjoy him in this.
Yeah, I feel Jumanji could do that, because also Frozen's been out for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I will be curious to see, what do you think about Bombshell? How well will that do its opening weekend?
I think it's
It might be in the top five, but it might be... Yeah. Because there's definitely a lot of people are excited, and yes, there's a show that's a similar vibe going on, but this movie, like, when they had, like, the reveal of Charlize Theron, like, what she looked like, and people are like, whoa. It's Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah.
When they had her pictures, people were like, oh my gosh. So I think people are waiting for it.
I mean, I could see it being Jumanji, Frozen 2, I'll do Bombshell, Knives Out, Black Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might swap those and have Knives Out 5, Black Christmas 4, if only because horror movie, people like those. True. And then they could convince other people to be like, well, it's holidays. People at a holiday movie like, well, it is, sort of.
Folks, we're getting ready to do our box office bet here. The last one that Amy Cassandra Martinez will ever do. Ooh. Will she honor it? Probably not.
I will. There's no expiration date for honoring.
This is true.
Box office.
There's a couple of them that are now on Netflix. I'm like, added to queue. I'll watch it later.
I mean, Stardew is going to melt down if you don't see Queen and Slim by next week.
Oh, no.
All right.
Like a snowman.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the morning show, I've known other people that weren't as excited about it. They were excited about it ahead of time, and then when they actually watch it, they're like,
I like it.
It couldn't find out what tone it wanted to take.
Yeah.
Has been the main complaint. And then also there's interesting characters, but not really. And you care about the person that maybe you shouldn't be caring about as much.
I'll say really fast for the morning show. Until we started covering it and the host told me what it was about, I had zero knowledge from watching the trailer that it was anything with Me Too.
Right? And you're like, But Bombshell, you're like, ooh, this trailer has a lot of big actors in it that could get people.
Yeah. That's true.
Not that morning show doesn't, but...
I will call out to Ken Jack to see if he is in the chat.
Let's see. I think the voting is going leaning towards Jumanji.
Off the next level, sending Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Jumanji's up 3-2.
All right, we'll go with Jumanji.
Well, now, and we all said number one.
That's true. Now with more Danny Glover.
Number one, yeah.
And more Danny DeVito.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So wait a minute, Jumanji.
How much did the first one make?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yes. There you go. I'll let Amy Cassandra Martinez look that up while I explain. For those of you who have not joined us before here, the box office bet is we are going to bet on the opening box office total of the film that you, yes, you in the chat have chosen. The person that's closest will get to bask in the glory of victory like I did, the prognosticators.
That's total.
The loser will be like, well, won't be like Amy Cassandra because they'll actually go see the film and
tell us
about it.
Thanks for them.
Carrie, yes. Jumanji?
I was finding the total. It was had the total right now. I was trying to get the just opening weekend. But total box office right now is $962
million.
Yeah. But that's not opening weekend.
I mean, it did have a surprising...
I don't understand.
Oh, wait. Original.
That does not make sense.
I'd go with... Okay. Hold on.
All right. There you go.
This is important so I can win.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to say it probably did, 75?
Wait.
Okay. We got this.
Okay. It's very tense here, there in the box office breakdown panel.
No, not that one.
So we've got Bree, Amy,
I don't understand.
Carrie, and myself, all betting on what Jumanji the Next Level. Continuation of the
originally says.
See, it's
yeah.
They
that's
changed.
Weird.
They changed their layout for
yeah,
this website.
Mojo. It's yeah. very disappointing.
All right. Well.
Okay. Whatever.
In the chat, Neil Hutchinson says 65. Star Drew says 60s. Let's see.
But I mean, while
opening weekend, it made 36 million.
Thank you.
That was it. Only. Holy cow. That's too late,
She's
Amy.
Like, eep.
It's too late. You got it locked
no.
in. You got it locked in. That happens. I mean, you type confidently.
I know, and I never change it.
That's
I
right.
used
you should,
to, but
yeah.
I... You know what? You're right. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, it's fine, because you okay. don't... You, there's no accountability to you. There you go.
You know what? Get out of here. Go.
I would welcome that. All
no.
right.
No, I
yes.
can't.
Bree, are you ready?
But whatever. Wait, do you want
yeah,
to
I'm
see
ready.
It, though?
All right.
I do want to see
so
it.
Then
I just don't want to lose.
Oh, fair,
there you
fair.
Go.
But
let's
it's fine.
Out.
I will let you guys win this one.
All right, Bree, what do you got?
46.7.
Excellent. Amy, it wouldn't be the same without a nice little reaction there. Like, oh, no, what's happened?
You know, I would like to point out that I wrote it, okay?
Yeah.
And then Bree said what the first one made, and then I was like, no! But then I realized that I never change what I originally put.
Got it. You got to go with your
That's
gut.
So just keep that in mind, okay?
Yep.
Okay, read my face. Here we go. Okay. 70.
All right.
Woo!
70?
Go big.
Beautiful. She's going to go home in 2 weeks.
Hey.
That's right.
All right, Bree, yeah. we're somewhere close in mind here. 47.5.
Ooh, all right. Embracing the decimal game.
You know?
I
love that I've started this decimal point system.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's smart. I just want 42. To a little
oh,
bit more
okay.
respectable.
Nice.
There you go. All right.
Well,
so
you guys have fun losing.
Hey.
All right. This is going to be exciting. Folks, as always, thank you for joining us here for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. Next week will be our last show for 2019. It will also be Amy Cassandra Martinez's last show. So, you know, share your farewell thoughts. You know, make sure you fill our chat and comments with your favorite memories of Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Well,
there probably won't be
sad.
Any, but I mean, make some up. That's fine too. You can do that as well. Carrie Lane, you're deciding not to be with us to celebrate Amy's last show.
I know, it's my work holiday party.
Okay,
that's
fine.
I know. I was sad. I thought there was another one. I wanted more days in the year of our show, but we do not have that.
As always, folks, thanks for joining us here. Like us on Facebook, give us 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give it a thumbs up, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, however many thumbs you can do. And if you've been watching after we stream live, make sure you carry what can they do.
Comment down below what are some of your favorite Christmas movies.
Love it. And you want to stay in touch with any of us even after the show's over, Bree, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Bree, BRI_Phipps, PHIPPS on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra, MTZ.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Boo. Oh, stop. And my name's Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Folks, that's going to do it for this episode. Join us next week for the farewell episode to Amy Cassandra Martinez right here on Box Office Breakdown on Popcorn Talk. Go see some movies.
What's
this?
What
was that?
This is Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.